Hello, hello, hello. Back, it's me again. Chatty Cathy. Thank you for joining me again here on Project Review with Q. Let's see if we can get some work done today and quit horsing around. As Kristen says, quit playing grab ass. It's actually my words. Appreciate her so much. If you knew who she really was, you guys would laugh your asses off. She's very, very, very tremendous resource for us. Thank you, everyone, for joining me on PRQ. And I'm going to take calls this entire hour. So go ahead and start cranking the phones. It's a privilege and an honor to take your calls, and I do my best to keep you all safe. Rumor has it hanging out with me is not the healthiest thing. But that's in the past. That's in the past. So we'll make the future what we want it to be, of course. Easier said than done some days, isn't it? The house cleaning I'm going to do real quick here. I know we got a couple people hanging on the line already. Get to you here in a second. Or a lot of people. Just keep cranking on I don't have the phone numbers in front of me, BBS radio. So if you do want to send that to me, I'll list them out if it's easier for people. But maybe you already have the bucket full, and as usual, an hour is a short amount of time when we get chit chatting with people. So I understand that. So as I work through projects this week, I want to give you a couple updates. The priority is for the projects, and me calling them is based on a distribution potential, because I've been asked to get a little more involved with what you're calling the redemption process, which I don't necessarily endorse, but follow and watch and observe and want to help and support you. The reason I'm when I get pulled, when my heart pulls me and says, "How could I be of help?" When we're so attached to means of exchange, we're so attached to monetary systems. How do we get out of it in our excitement if we're in the middle of it? And I've done my best to explain how kingdoms have fallen. It's really wild in America to see so many Romes. You know, look at the scale of Rome when Rome fell. Look how many Romes you have in North America now. Look in Canada. Look at the size of these cities now. It's quite a change. If you really feel this information, I remember when there wasn't any cities here. So, as fantastic as that may be to you, this used to be a complete fauna planet. It's quite a shock to come back to a planet where there's a volume of people. This was a living library, and that's, of course, would be a very coveted planet. Anyway, the calls that I went through this week was really to test a couple distribution processes. And see how it gets attention on it or not. And so the people that I assigned to that are in areas in North America and other places. I won't show you the other continents. I'm not going to share the other continents with you. But just to make it fail, make it so you'd think we'd have this all dialed in, wouldn't you? And that's proof that things aren't all that are told to you on the internet. And I'll remind you all, I do not endorse any symptoms of healing outside yourself. I have endorsed NanoSoma because I consider that a bridge to your planet. It's a substance of your planet. It's part of you. It is of you and universal substance. It's not a technology outside yourself. It is you. Very difficult to explain. It's consciousness. So keep that in mind as you work through our communication systems. I only endorse you. That's the only thing I endorse is however you want to do it. And by the way, if we're going to heal people, why do we charge in a monetary system? Why do you charge money if you want to heal people? If you need something before you do the healing, I assure you, you're not going to be able to heal people. Okay, I'll heal you, but first, where's your insurance card? I will heal you, but first, it's going to cost you. Oh, you don't have the money? We'll bill you. All of it. So there's no care. So that energetics that you express now are that powerful that if someone does not have the integrity to heal you, it will not work. Or it will work temporarily, I should say. It will not be sustainable. So that's my great suggestion to all doctors. Doctor, boy, that's a tough one. Tough word there. Anyway, that's my two cents on healing because we just had a witness. Can I get a witness? Anyway, let's take some calls so we don't have to listen to me all day. Robin, can I get a shout out from you? Is Robin on the line?
Yes. What up, Qster? Good to talk to you again.
Okay. This one's getting a little too popular. Qster is getting a little too popular.
I love it. It's absolutely wonderful.
This is starting to stick. Asha, oh man.
Okay. I actually have a... Go ahead.
Forgive me.
I actually have a shirt where I put Qster on it. It was a warm turtleneck. So I wear it when it's cold out and I go outside and work out in nature. So very enlightening. Anyway, not to hold everything up, I have two questions for you. One is in regard to what you said on my project, Futuristic, about the oxygen that we breathe outside, that it's better for you in nature. But here in Michigan, we get a lot of plane activity, and I listen to geoengineering.com, and I recently watched the most recent one that they were talking about polymer plastics being dumped on us. So is it safe to go out and breathe in the oxygen here in Michigan?
Thank you for that question. Stay on the line, though. Don't go away. The mermaid and I were just talking about this. So we know people that drink 1,000 gallons of water an hour. Just keep drinking water all the time. And so it was asked to me to examine what, depending on the type of human you are, why do some of us drink a lot of water, some of us don't need any water? So why do some of us like living in a desert, some of us like living in a forest? Now, don't you find it weird that people live in a desert?
Yeah.
And
it's
warm. In a desert. It's very nice warm. And so I was watching the lizard people on their back patio in Palm Springs one day, and I said, they really look like leather people. They look like lizard people. Well, unfortunately, they actually were lizard people, but you get my drift. The way in which we metabolize water while we're breathing is a very big subject that we will start paying attention to more and more. So because you're a sponge, everything around you is consumed by you in what you're calling oxygen. So what most scientists know, and they get to the pinnacle of their career, they go, we're not breathing at all. We're absorbing our atmosphere. So can we answer your question from your point of view now? Is it good to breathe JP5? It's not, probably don't want to be hanging out with jet airplane fumes, do you?
Right, no.
Okay, not to say you can't heal from it. The biosphere has a lot of hindrances like that at times. This is what we've adopted. We get on planes that can only go 5 miles, and we think it's going a long way. 747s don't actually go very far. So anyway, when you look, this is a really great subject for me, believe it or not. When you look at why you live where you live, Is it because of the obligations of family? Do you just love the area? In your universe there, why do you live at the back end of a jet airplane?
I have kids here because I'm more of a tropical person. So,
okay. So we are so fond of our children. We just not going to do it, are we? We're not leaving. We're not leaving our babies, are we?
Well, they're old enough to take care of themselves now, so there's that possibility.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What about the grandkids? That's even pulls harder on my heartstrings.
Well, I don't have any grandchildren yet.
Yeah, but what if you did?
That's true. You're right.
Okay, it would be really okay. You get to my point. Forgive me for wasting your time here. The way we see our situation is it's just not bad enough for us to leave the situation, is it? It's not that. It's really not that bad. I'm still alive, right?
Right, right. And I do love the nature here. It's beautiful here in the summer.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. But that is great observation. One project I suggest we all start looking at is the technologies coming forward are stupendous, and there is a lot of solutions there. But it's up to us to start growing out of dimensional reality. So it is short-lived. You will not see airplanes in the future that use fuel like this in the future. So it's not as bad as you think it is. I'm not going to judge a technology over another per se. But obviously, we want to breathe the cleanest air as we can. But Robin, thank you for your call so much. Thank you for staying with us.
I have one more question for you.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I have been doing a lot of clearings on Creation Lightship, and I just recently did the seven generations, and I'm seeing visions prior to sleeping, and sometimes I see them in the daytime. And I am a time traveling soldier. I have also, you know, I do my commands. I am really working on cleaning the densities, but I feel this constant pressure in my head, and it's like a buzzing noise. And could you tell me if that's something that I need to work on more in regard to implants?
Yes, no problem. Thank you. So it's okay to share this information on the radio?
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about anything.
Okay. So I'm giving everybody your bank account number. Just kidding.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So I'll take care of my words. So when you look at the type of human being that you're inside of right now, mm-hmm. because there's many, many factors for the symptoms that you're experiencing. Not only in your bloodline, your epigenetics, and the way you process information, the way you receive information, the way you transmit information. So when you do the commands, what happens? Well, you get a lot stronger, don't you?
Yeah,
so
very much.
Okay, so you're going through the changes. Why, if I already know you're going to go through those changes one day, what would I do to make sure you don't get aware of the changes? I'd put some hindrances in there, wouldn't I? I'd make it a little tougher for you. But even before. You were born. All right. So you got to remember that. All right. So one of the, I'm going to be very careful not to give too much information. Okay.
Okay.
because I don't want this to be your Bible and I don't want it to be an absolute. It's not an absolute. But when we start receiving and transmitting from and to ourselves, not another entity. So the reason you're having a lot of success is because you're not channeling anybody. You're just bringing in more of you. So I'm gonna want, if I'm a bad guy, I'm gonna want the radio signal to be a little distorted if I can. And so those are carrier waves. You can actually see it in your reality in North America. Most attacks on people who are getting to your level or better, they get attacked by their cell phones on and carrier waves. You see a lot of college professors now, I can send a thought into your head with your cell phones. Well, it works the same way when you're out of this dimension talking to yourself. I can put a carrier wave. It can't hurt you. It can't really do anything to your true self, but it can be a disturbance the way you're receiving the information through the physical body. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Yes.
That's it's awesome. Just basic, thank you.
Yeah. So it's just about tuning it and then destroy. So if anyone's screwing with you in this process, you destroy them immediately. I command my spirit to destroy anyone stopping me from having all of me. End of story. Nothing is good that's trying to hinder you, I assure you.
Okay, thank you, Q. You rock. Thank you so much. And Mermaid?
Thank you.
Mermaid, I just wanted to say this to you. You made a beautiful impact on me when you were Princess Di. I loved her. I thought she was the most amazing woman on this planet. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you for calling me. It was great to hear you.
Thank you.
All right, we're taking calls on Project Review with Q. And so the people I've given, anybody go ahead and call in. We'll have, I guess I'm not very popular today. BBS is working through some things, everybody here, so I'll do my best to tap dance. When I started doing all the calls this week, I realized that if I get some people a little gap in time that are used to maybe being in the trenches or having to work through things in their personal life, professional life, I do have some appreciation for maybe a transition period. The Mermaid has encouraged me that if we can distribute means of exchange that is traditional right now or non-traditional, it doesn't really matter. Maybe it gives people a good gap of time, a year or two, to just say, what is my passion? Maybe I can't find my passion because I do live in a city and I do have to pay rent. And these are all things I brought into my reality. But maybe if we do create a gap of time for people, it would be beneficial. I'm still on the fence on it, but the Mermaid, that is your opinion too. If people have time, am I correct, to take a little break from their routine to find that they can make their own reality, it might help them. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, what do you mean by break, Q?
Oh, I'm getting nailed at my own stuff. Stop living the naughty dream, maybe? Living the pure dream?
Yeah, giving them some relief, so to speak, and letting people.
Now, I my opinion is you just go live in a van down by a river. That's what I would do. I'm going to get that character down one day, and we are going to have fun with it. And we have Susie on line something. Susie, are you there? I think it's Susie from Australia on line one. Susie, how are you?
I sure am here, Q. Hello. I've been trying to reach you.
Thank you, Susie. Can you tell me what a bogan is?
A bogan, yeah. Just come to WA and you'll find them everywhere.
I'm okay. What did you say?
So Western Australia.
West Australia.
So come to
okay.
Western Australia. Right. I can take you to a town like Mullawar. I show you lots of bogans there. Or
okay.
We can go to Geraldton.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the point.
All right, cool. So I it's probably the most offensive word in the world. And I don't even know it. I'm having radio. It's kind of like, anyway, go ahead. How can I help you today? We're here for you.
I'm not really sure because I didn't expect to get through to you. I've been trying many times. So my project is Amazing Smart Kids School. I'm not sure if it's been received. I've sent it through several times and not gotten anything back. My passion is to restore Western Australia back to its Indigenous roots. And so Amazing Smart Kids School is about the school being in an environment where it's natural bush and we're growing bush medicine and we're harvesting bush medicine and making that available to the community, and that children from the get-go, like all families, participate in this school, the entire family. So I've got years and years of experience working with people in the area of transformation. So the kind of work I did is showing people to how to shift their ways of being so they can be truly connected to who they are or truly be who they are. And so I want to teach parents how to grow up and also that children learn from the heart from the very start. They don't know any other way. And so that's one of my passions. Big reason why I want to talk to you is I know a lot of Aboriginal people here, and I look after an Aboriginal elder who was the only person to successfully take a land rights issue here in Western Australia to the High Courts and win. So she saved the Beerlea Wetlands, which is a very beautiful, beautiful area. So yes, I wanted to get something going where we connected and I can put you in touch with, some really great people who want to save country. To what, I'm lost for words. I think I've said enough.
No, that's just fine. Okay, so can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
What is there anything that stops you from doing your work now?
Yes, there is. Well, I don't want to say money, but money. So I have found the land. There's 14 acres. And the person that owns that 14 acres wants to put the school on her property. I think what's really stopping me is my belief to actually just get, I keep thinking there's some sort of right time. So it's really the how, like how am I going to coordinate this?
Okay, so that would be doubt, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm worried I can't do it, and if I do it, how am I going to afford to live, right?
Yeah.
Because,
is exactly like, it's just going back to my survival, I've not paid my car license, I've had police chase me, I have a terrible family situation where the dark forces are at work because I'm actually from an Illuminati bloodline and my daughter's married into an Illuminati bloodline, so there's all these things that are happening, so it's always about like fending off something. So I want to, how do I get my focus to actually go there where I want to go?
Okay. Let me hold you there if you don't mind, because I'll forget everything you said. So right now, there's several people in your country in a test bed for distribution of some resources. But the first thing I want all Australians to start reading immediately. I'm gonna take some shots for this. But in 1893, there was a thing called the Homesteads Act. I'm sure your friend there is aware of it. And it looks almost identical to the United States Land Patent and Homesteading Act there. They're almost identical, except there's a play on words here and there that are real tricky because of the way they cite the Queen and how you it's a play on words and how you're processing your homestead. So the the proper term would be Western Australia. Can you say that word, please?
Western Australia.
Okay, that word there. Can you read that?
Western Australia. Oh, Anno. Oh, I can't say that's something Latin. I can't
yeah.
read that.
Okay. So the Western Australia Anno Quinquagesimo Septimo Victor Regnani. Okay, it's almost like an alien language. Okay, the Homestead Act of 1893. Next line. 57 Victoria number 18, and it's the arrangement of sections. Read it, know it, live it, love it, and I assure you, your project's in the hopper. What I'm doing right now is I'm test betting how I would get you help with one click of a button, and that goes for everyone on the planet. So now that I have everyone's information and one click of a button, I can give you direction and I can actually send people money, which I have mixed emotions about, but that's what we're working on. We're doing our best to keep everyone safe. Last time we did this a few months ago, me reaching out to people, you all didn't do so well. So I'm being careful and I am not living a life of doubt.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to make sure I get it in one swath so that we don't have to do it more than once. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Completely makes sense.
Okay.
To labor the point, I didn't... That word that you said, can you spell it out to me, please? Is there time
Probably.
On the call for that to happen?
Probably.
How can I...
Let me get someone who speaks your language to do it for you.
Hi.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay.
Is it the website? Should I say firstly?
Yeah, you can.
So to find out what
hello,
he was...
Mermaid. You are so beautiful. I love
hello.
You so much. Oh, you just make me so happy.
Oh, thank you. It's great to hear you too. okay, so we've got... It's legislation.wa.gov.au. And then the title of it is Western Australia. And then if you're writing it into Google, but this is the strange Latin words underneath that no one's going to be able to pronounce probably, but A-N-N-O and then Q-U-I-N-Q-U-A-G-E-S-I-M-O is one word. So A-N-N-O, one word. And again, and that long word beginning with a Q was another word. And then the next word is S-E-P-T-I-M-O.
Everything starts with a Q, doesn't it?
Can you back up, please, Mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
After G-N-O, what's the next word, please?
I'll just do it again.
Septimo.
Okay. A-N-N-O. Next word, Q U I N Q U A G E S I M O. And then the next word is S E P T I M O. And then the next word is V I C T O R I A E. And then the next word is Regnae, and it is the Homesteads Act 1893. So they've made that pretty hard to find using Latin words, but
yeah.
That'll give you some
information. Oh, my goodness. That's
finding
a needle in a haystack. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and so what we're going to standardize on.
Thank you.
You betcha. We'll take the next caller as well.
Thank you very much. Bye.
It's great to hear that you're doing the helping the Indigenous people. We'll definitely be paying attention to you and your project and getting some relief out to you as we can. That's really, really dear.
It's tragic what's happened here in, it's tragic all around the world, but
it is.
When you get past all people's opinions, their culture is so beautiful and their heart is so beautiful.
Absolutely.
So it is my great passion. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for having a voice for them, and it's amazing. So that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that is really a fun topic for me, and I'm doing my best to get this standardized between both countries in Canada and as well. And the reason it gets tricky here is, and one of the reason counties and states were made. So if we use Australia, whether it's Queensland or other, why would they make a state called Queensland? I think she wanted it, huh? Okay. So you're seeing one of the agendas, legacy agendas for, nationalizing a country is to make borders. Obviously, we can see that. Somebody wants us to all have borders, which are going to be removed very soon with our desire. The contradiction to your Homestead Act, all those laws still exist. They have not, don't let anyone at the state level or county level, city level of any of these countries tell you otherwise, because you have higher, I love not using the legal terms, because you're playing their game if you do use the legal terms. So that's why I make fun of the legal terms and say you have the higher authority to live on a planet you were born. And those Homestead Acts are proof of it. And so you just have to reprocess your homestead agreement and or not agreement, because you're a homesteader, and no one can, always remember this word if you can, no one can embarrass you on your land. And it's really just a matter of us learning how to protect our land when someone tries to embarrass you, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very long read, but it's my encouragement that that is one way to live an inspired life, is to have a place to live and not have to worry about bills, not have to worry about the environments around you that might attack you, and your dimension will get a little cleaner, is my opinion. And it is how I've observed my own life, because my intentions of having my own land is what I'm getting at, is my inspiration. And so that's why I did homestead the property that I used to live on, and then I gave it away. And that makes the intentions even stronger.
It's quite amazing that hundreds of years ago in our countries, many countries, like you said, America, Canada, England, Australia, and many others, they had these homesteading acts where every citizen was supposed to get a certain amount. What is it? It's quite a lot of land, isn't it? Around 100, what is it?
160.
Yeah, 160.
Same with Australia.
Acres of land that you're entitled to. And look where we're at now, because nobody knows their rights. So those laws still stand. They've just sort of buried them, so we don't know. So knowledge is power, I suppose, in that way. So.
Yeah,
we can take our land back, and everyone should have a home, and there's more than enough land for everyone. That's also a misconception that there's not enough land for every human here. What a joke that is.
Well, especially if they only let you live on 10% of the planet.
Especially if Bill Gates owns it all, so Bill, just take it back.
Bill. We killed that guy a long time ago. Anyway, his wife killed him. Anyway, I think she ate him.
He-Man.
Your shim? You guys are bad. I thought you were light beings. Okay. Anyway, we get along. Several people have published that they're going into foreclosure. When I started recognizing this, I go, I'm just going to make a standardized kit for everyone. If you don't have the means in the meantime, God, that's funny. Look at United States webpage, NARLOS. Rural land ownership. You can get started real quick there. And I will take a call from Gretchen from Illinois on line 2. Gretchen. I used to have a dinosaur named Gretchen. Contentious. It's muted. It's muted. It's muted. Anyone? 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 Okay, technically it was a dragon, but it looked like a
dragon. You have a dragon called Gretchen?
Honey.
Was it real?
I would not cheat on you with a dragon ever again. I know. Does Gretchen want to come on the call? Does Gretchen want to come on the call? No? Okay. I'll just keep tap dancing. The reason I got excited about homesteading is I realized it is instantly a solution for everyone to get some freedom. Let me know if Gretchen comes on, BBS.
Hello?
Hello? Is this my long-lost dinosaur friend, Gretchen?
It is.
Okay. What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go for it.
Okay. So you're looking for admins, and I have applied. And I just wanted to touch base and see what your process is.
You want an interview?
I do.
Okay, go ahead. What's your qualifications? Just kidding. Okay.
I could say something.
Could you tell us if you're interested in helping administrate communications with radio shows? Would you be of any value to a radio show company that needed more help and support?
I don't see why not.
Okay. When you're done with this, maybe give BBS Radio Doug or Don a call and see if they need your help. Would that be okay?
That would be okay. I also
Go ahead.
I also sent you an idea the other day about nonprofit grocery stores. Instead of people owning grocery stores and making lots of money off of people, why don't we have nonprofit grocery stores?
Yes. Outstanding job, by the way. And I was aware of that project. Now, here is what my encouragement would be. Is what is a nonprofit grocery store? Here's my question. It'll come full circle real quick. What is a nonprofit grocery store?
What is it to me?
Just in summary.
A store where there's no profit margins on all the products, only what's to cover the employees and the spoilage.
Okay, very good. And so we want grocery stores in this case because?
Why do we want them?
Yeah, why do we want grocery stores?
Oh, well, we want grocery stores because people have to eat. And I don't think other people should get rich off of other people having to eat.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're under the opinion that we need to eat. Is that correct?
I guess that is the normal consensus is that we eat. Yeah.
Okay. The mermaid is about to slap my face. But, okay. So, mermaid, do I eat because my body needs me to eat, or do I eat because it's 12 o'clock and it's lunchtime?
Well, that would be going majorly off topic now.
No, I'm not. Nope. I'm saying that you're starting to change. Everybody's starting to change. And your need for food is going to change too. The type of food and so forth.
Yeah.
But really, where we're spending a lot of time on this subject is why is it that we don't grow our own food when it's so easy to grow our own food in a very, very small space?
Yes. And I am doing that personally. And I know lots of people that are, but lots of other people are kind of behind the times on it.
Yep. So maybe a transition. So there are several projects we're looking at, and some people on PRQ have put together packages where we can send you a box and you be an instant farmer. That's what we're working on. What do you think about that one?
I.e. nonprofit grocery store. Yes, I heard your calls on that way back when.
We're pretty close to standardized with the microgreens and so forth. But I think you're going to find that if you listen to your mind when you're hungry versus your body and your heart, it's a completely different way of living. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you so much for the call.
You guys have a great day.
Be patient with us. You'll see how this works out. It's an interesting way we're going to do this.
I'm super excited about all of it. It's all good.
Thank you. Good day.
Okay, thanks.
All right, getting down to the end here, folks. It's a privilege and an honor to get to do these shows. We are recording all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the PRQ team puts together, and it's turning out to be very, very interesting because more of us collaborating, the better. And it's my great apology that the collaborations get a lot of attention, and I am working on making sure that doesn't happen anymore. And as you can see, BBS Radio is not immune to that. We assume not in the future, though. So I'm very excited to tell you that you don't have a choice regarding what you're calling your RV. You have no choice whatsoever. It's well down the path of being in your reality. And this gap in time before you, at least in North America, is really healthy, really healthy. Especially when you look at consciousness, management, observation, whatever word you like for gateways. This is brilliant to feel a little different about money and know that it's rigged and somebody's controlling it. I'll take the next call from Annette from Florida on line one. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I have a question with regards to Anna Von Wright. And so many of us are following her inspirations on how to free us from the old guard. And there's been some recent, you know, of course, they're going to make everybody sound bad when you're going up against them. So my gut tells me she's a beautiful person and that is doing so much for mankind, but everybody keeps telling me that's not true.
Okay, so duality, pretty fun, isn't it?
It's a lot confusing.
Okay. So if I push you, you're going to push me back, aren't you? So that's, I mean, who's to tell you what you prefer? You already know the answer. So what could we do to complement the information without relying on somebody else? What can we do to say this feels right for me? It's in your heart. Right. Why would we listen to scuttlebutts, rumors? It's the most degrading tool we have in duality. Why don't you just follow what feels good to you? No problem, right?
It is not a problem, except for I did follow that. And now I have a massive lawsuit case against me because I followed all of that. But they don't follow the rules.
Yeah. So the lawsuits. And you know what I do with lawsuits. I rip them up and burn them. But you can play with them if you'd like. Let's see how you do. If you like playing in the law system, go ahead. You know, I'm being flip here because we don't, if we keep reacting, we're going to get what we react to, aren't we?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've tried to follow and be inspiration to lots of people and to go up against the system to show them to be braver. It's just costing me.
I had watch this one. I had someone sue me under a surname, and a friend of mine was an attorney, and I said, I'm not even going to go to any of these things. I'm just going to throw it. No, I want to help you. Everyone's got to help the accuser. I'm like, all right.
for a year plus, this lawyer filled out paperwork I didn't even read. Do you guys want to go play? No. So basically, the person suing me was fighting an anonymous me. And I just watched it fall apart, and everybody's going this way and that way, and there's big things and fireworks and everything. And I go, all right, you guys have fun with your lawsuit. And then one day it just went away. It just goes away.
You just genuinely ignore it, no matter how bad. Sorry to interject. I just arrived back on the scene. But
I absolutely appreciate it.
So Ron,
our team leader for LWS, told me she was not from the light, which was very confusing for me.
Well, it's up to you guys what gossip you guys would like to spin around. Hope you have fun with it.
Yeah, it didn't feel like gossip. I didn't like it. I feel that she is a good person, but, you know, I again, there's so much misconceptions out there. There's so much confusion on purpose to sway us.
I'll show you how the light works if it helps you. So when you call me a name, I don't remember the name you called me. Okay, so here's how the light works. If you're going to talk negative about people and or observe them, examine them, you can do that. But we really don't have any opinions about anything other than examination. We're not able to judge, really. So that's a pretty standard tool. What is a light being? We don't really have judgment. We examine it. We may make fun of Bill Gates and the rest of the gang, but we forget about it afterwards. We wouldn't go out of our way to say this person's good and this person's bad, so to speak. We examine it. I don't know if that helps you or not.
It does. I like to bring every last person that brings something to the game or to the fight should be commended. That's my opinion.
Humans are very fun to play with, huh?
I love all of your inspiration, and all of you give us so much love that it makes it easy to fight this evil.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. Let's be who we want to be.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You as well. Say goodbye, Blue.
Bye-bye.
Well, why don't we wrap it up here, BBS Radio? I think 3 hours is enough for me, but we'll finish a little early here. Our PRQ folks will be meeting again this week. We work all week long for you in one way or shape or form, and we love you. And just know that this is a marathon, not a race. And I assure you, changes are going to be very evident very quickly in your reality because you don't have much choice. If you're going to be alive, you're going through the ascension process. You're going to feel better. It's not always going to be difficult. It has got lots of opportunities for you now, and that's my great encouragement. And I love you.
Yeah, like I've said before, there is a really glorious slipstream of light that's taking hold of the planet and all of us. So it's just jump on board, really. There's no more worrying or fear, and things you don't like or things you don't like reading or hearing, just turn off the computer, the phone, don't read anything anymore, don't look at anything anymore, and just go and be free and happy.
Yep, all the books are written and you wrote them. Yeah, so yes, the more you use your heart, the more the truth will come through. It'll be real easy, nice and slow. Make your days slow now. Your time is changing very quickly. Days are going to be longer. Years are going to be faster. It's very tricky how it works. Quit believing in measurement of any kind regarding you and unnecessary urgencies. That is the best project I glean to transfer to you, is there's no such thing as time and there's no such thing as space. Till you create it. My great day to you. My great love to you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Good day. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, Kristen, Christopher, Asha, Mermaid.
Bye, everyone. All our love.